Frontline Theater presents a charming love story, Lucky Partners, starring Lana Turner and Walter Pidgeon. And as an added attraction, romantic music by Freddie Martin and his orchestra. Welcome to Frontline Theater, your theater with every performance presented especially for you. Our play tonight, Lucky Partners, stars Lana Turner as Jean Newton and Walter Pidgeon as David Grant. Before we get into the play, there is just time enough for Freddie Martin to put you in a receptive mood with his presentation of There Must Be Someone for Me. Stay for some intermission music later on. But now the house lights dim and the Frontline Theater curtain rises on Act One of Lucky Partners, starring Lana Turner as Jean Newton and Walter Pidgeon as David Grant. Greenwich Village is one place in the world that has not changed, a place where anything is possible. Well, our scene opens there in Nick's Cafe. The cafe itself is empty except for Jean Newton, who sits alone at one of the side tables looking worried and upset.
Oh, golly. Oh, golly, golly.
Would you like some coffee, Miss Jean?
Not now, Ned. Please go away. I'm nervous. Oh, golly.
She's here.
Oh, Aunt Lucy. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Well, I just came in for a cup of tea.
Well, Jean, dear, what's the matter with you?
Oh, it's Freddie.
You mean the Freddie you're engaged to?
Yes. He's killing him out in the alley behind this restaurant.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about murder. Don't you understand? Freddie is killing Mr. Grant out in the alley behind the restaurant.
Oh. Well, who's Mr. Grant?
Oh, the artist from across the street.
Well, maybe we ought to stop it.
Oh, no. It was my idea.
Well, dear, if you think it's all right.
Well, he insulted me, so I sent for Freddie.
Oh, maybe you better begin at the beginning.
Well, it started this morning. I was just leaving the house, and I met that artist, Mr. Grant, as he was walking down the street. He was whistling as he approached, and then suddenly he...
Good luck.
What did you say?
I merely wished you good luck.
Why?
No reason.
Well, do you think I need it?
Not at all.
You just wish me good luck for no reason at all?
Mm-hmm. No reason at all.
Oh, well, thanks.
Not at all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Aunt, ready to kill him?
No, that came later. Oh, dear, what's taking him so long?
How big a man is Mr. Grant?
Well, not as big as Freddy. Freddy's 6'2".
What does Mr. Grant weigh?
Well, how should I know? He's sort of an intellectual type.
Poor man. Well, go on, Jean. When did he insult you?
Oh, just a little while ago. I was sitting here in the restaurant having lunch when Mr. Grant walked in. And all of a sudden, a simply marvelous idea came to me. So I got up courage and went over to speak to him. I beg your pardon. May I see you for a minute?
Why, certainly.
I want to make you a proposition.
Oh, that's nice.
No, I mean, this is a business proposition.
Oh, not quite the same thing, is it?
Look, do you want to or don't you?
Well, I can offer you an open mind.
Well, my name is Jean Newton, and this is what I want to ask you.
My name is David.
Now, I have an idea.
I like the name of Jean. How do you like David?
Look, this isn't social, it's business.
Oh, of course, so you said. Proceed.
Well, you remember you wished me good luck this morning?
Yes.
Well, I had good luck. I found a $5 bill, I sold a set of encyclopedias at the bookshop, and... Oh, I hope this isn't going to sound too silly to you.
Oh, not at all.
Well, you wished me good luck, and then I had good luck. And suddenly I began to feel lucky.
Ah.
You know how those things sometimes happen. Mm-hmm. Well, I had an intuition about it.
A hunch, huh?
Yes, that's right. I'm convinced you bring me luck, so... I'd like you to go 50-50 with me on a sweepstakes ticket.
On a what?
You know, a sweepstakes stick. A stick. Oh, you're making me nervous.
I?
Yes, stop staring at me that way. This is a perfectly sensible proposition. You bring me luck, so we buy a ticket together and we win.
I see.
You see?
Sure.
Oh, well, well, what do you think of it?
I take it you're anxious to win some money.
Well, I can certainly use some.
What do you want money for?
Freddie Harper and I are going to be married.
And then what?
Then we leave for Poughkeepsie.
Oh, for your honeymoon,
no,
huh?
No, that's where we're going to live.
Well, what about the honeymoon?
Well, that's not important. Honeymoons are silly.
Oh, don't you believe it.
The honeymoon can come later. Maybe. Besides, I don't see how it concerns you.
Oh, but it does. Because you want me to bring you luck so that you may win money, so that you may marry Freddie, who will take you straight to Poughkeepsie. Can you give me any good reason why a man as sentimental about honeymoons as I happen to be should be a party to any scheme as disgraceful as that?
Look, I didn't think we were going to get into all this. Maybe we'd better forget the whole idea. I'll ask someone else.
However, now, I might be willing to sacrifice my principles if, with my share of the sweepstakes winnings, I could do something, oh, something beautiful.
I don't care what you do with your share of the money.
My proposition is this. If I may apply my winnings toward a complete and proper honeymoon before you settle down in Poughkeepsie, then I'm willing to go 50-50 with you on a ticket.
Well, gosh, that's terribly sweet of you. Oh, but I couldn't let you pay for our honeymoon.
Oh, but it will be a very great pleasure. You see, I'm an artist and a sentimentalist.
Well, if you insist.
Good. I think we should drink to this. Do you like Paul Roget 26?
Who?
It's champagne.
Oh.
Here. And now, Miss Newton, let us drink a toast to what I confidently expect to be the most wonderful experience of my life.
All right, a toast.
To our honeymoon.
What did you say?
When?
What was that last, those last words? Didn't you say our honeymoon?
Exactly, to our honeymoon.
You mean yours and mine?
Yes.
Oh, is that what you meant all the time?
Why, of course. We can have a wonderful trip. A honeymoon as a honeymoon should be. Music. Flowers, moonlight, sweet dreams.
Would you mind waiting here for just a moment?
Will you be back?
Oh, you can count on it. Just wait and see. Come right in, Freddie. Mr. Grant, I want you to meet my fiancée, Freddie Harper.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Mr. Grant, I want you to repeat to my fiancée the proposition you made me.
Jean tells me you want to get married.
I have every hope just as soon as Jean saves enough money.
Oh, never mind about that, Freddie. This man insulted me.
He did?
I merely said that I shall buy half the sweepstake ticket on the condition that if we win, Miss Newton will take a little trip.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that?
With him before I marry you?
What? Did you say that?
Yes, I did. But you see, there's a philosophical basis to the whole thing. I have a theory.
Come
that...
on outside.
Oh, Freddie, what are you going to do?
You stay here, Jean. This is not for your eyes. This way, chum. Out to the alley.
Freddie, what are you going to...
Get going, chum.
Very well, if you insist. But I think I should explain that this is just an idealistic theory.
And they're still out there, Aunt Lucy. Oh, if Freddie murders Mr. Grant, they'll send him to jail. Oh, dear, the back door is open. It's Freddie. Well, I'll be... Well, who's that man with Freddie? He's very handsome.
That's Mr. Grant.
Well, he seems to be very friendly. Freddie has his arm around his shoulder.
Well, Jean, I've been having a little talk with old Dave here.
With who?
Dave, I call him Dave now.
And I call him Freddy. Very cozy, huh? Here, let's turn that radio off.
Now, Jean, good old Dave here has made it all very clear to me.
Yes?
Your hunch is that if Dave goes in on the ticket with you, you're sure to win.
That's the idea.
All right. He'll do it.
Oh, he will, Willie. On what condition?
Well, you see, Jean, Dave is an eccentric type. He has a lot of peculiar ideas that you and I don't understand. Crazy old Dave, the boys at Yale used to call him.
I bet.
Now, all he wants is just to make people happy.
Well, he's not going to make me happy.
Well, he tells me he'll travel as brother and sister. He just wants to be company for you.
I'll say.
It's in the nature of an experiment.
That's right, an experiment, yeah.
What kind of an experiment?
An experiment in human nature. The experiment of taking someone who's about to settle down prosaically in Poughkeepsie and giving them one little shot in the arm of magic and enchantment. A few days of music, flowers, moonlight, sweet dreams, on a quite impersonal plane.
Oh, that's lovely, Jean. How do you mean, impersonal?
Oh, strictly impersonal. Like a guide. Like a fatherly scientist.
Yes, you know, Jean, fatherly.
Yes, Jean, fatherly.
Yes, like a nice fatherly wolf.
Yes, that's right. Oh. No.
Oh,
no,
it's crazy.
Oh, it's only a little crazy, dear.
All experiments are crazy until they're proved.
Well, sure. Why, old Dave was shocked when you jumped to the wrong conclusion. You shouldn't think things like that, Jean.
Oh, now I owe him an apology.
Oh, forget it. That's all right.
Gosh, if I weren't too busy, I'd like to make that trip with him myself. Niagara Falls and music and...
And flowers and moonlight and sweet dreams. Oh, I know.
And you'll travel as brother and sister. Remember that, darling. And that experiment will be paid for by David.
Well, all right. I'll try your experiment. I'll be a guinea pig. But let me tell you this. A strictly impersonal guinea pig.
Oh, of course.
And so ends Act One of Lucky Partners, starring Lana Turner as Jean Newton and Walter Pidgeon as David Grant. And here now, ready to take the stage once more for some intermission music, is Freddie Martin and his orchestra with a special arrangement of I Get a Kick Out of You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Freddie Martin. You certainly brightened up this intermission, so come back soon to Frontline Theater. And now the house lights dim once again, and the curtain rises on Act Two of Lucky Partners, starring Walter Pidgeon as David Grant, the psychology-minded artist, and Lana Turner as Jean Newton, his unwilling partner in a sweepstake ticket, and, if they win, his guinea pig for an experimental honeymoon to Niagara Falls.
In addition to the first prize, other lucky sweepstakes winners are Thomas Augustine Lewis of Little Neck, Miss Dawn Ginsburg of Yonkers, Forsyth LaRoche, 4326 Lenox Avenue, Harlem, Gene Newton, and David Grant of Greenwich Village.
Look, mister, what are you so happy about anyway?
Why, it's very simple, my dear. We won the sweepstakes prize, and now we are on our way to Niagara Falls. Well, how do you like being a guinea pig? Is your heart filled with apprehension?
Look, I don't have to discuss my heart with you, do I?
No, not unless you feel the impulse to.
My impulses are under control, thank you.
I think you're still suspicious of me. You're not in a very romantic mood, are you?
Mm-mm.
Perhaps we'd better talk about something else, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The beauties of nature, perhaps?
Mm.
Or the wonders of science?
Mm.
Consider the modern automobile. Consider this car.
Oh, it's a very nice car.
Ah, a spark of interest. I'm glad you like this car because it's yours.
Mine?
Yes, just slip the owner's certificate in your purse.
It's my car?
Uh-huh.
Oh, but you shouldn't have done that.
I told you that if we won, every penny of my share of the sweepstakes money was going to be spent on you.
Oh, but Freddie would call that a waste of money. I mean, spending money just to have fun and... Well, you know, Freddie's very practical.
I'm not so sure.
Oh, say, I must remember to wire Aunt Lucy so that she can tell Freddie I've gone.
What? Doesn't he know?
No, he was in Poughkeepsie on business when I left.
Well, he must wire Aunt Lucy. Look, by the way, you have a date with me for 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, no, I haven't.
But don't you want any dinner? We shan't get to Niagara Falls till 9:30.
Oh, dinner. Oh, yes, all right.
And then, after the salad, a pastry on it.
Yes, sir.
Coffee, Jean?
Yes, please.
Coffee. Yes. And the champagne. Make it Paul Roger 26, for we have a sentimental association there. Haven't we, Jean, dear?
What? Oh, yes.
My sister and I always drink toasts in Paul Roger 26. It brings us luck. An old family custom.
Yes, sir.
Shall we dance, sister?
Golly, I never thought I'd be doing this.
Walking?
I mean, walking in a beautiful garden in an evening dress. Oh, it's so romantic.
Wait, this is what I brought you out to see. The celebrated wishing well. It has remarkable powers. You toss a pebble and you wish.
It's funny when you think of, well, all the pebbles and what they stood for.
Yes. Great, big, ambitious hopes and modest little ones. When your heart is very young, you wish on the grand scale. Then we grow up. And we learn that there is very little a serious heart really needs. Friends, peace, pride in work well done, and one thing more. The thing I've been talking about since the day I met you. Call it beauty, call it romance, call it the bloom that mustn't die.
I know what you mean. It's the thing I thought didn't matter. David.
Yes, Jean?
I owe you an apology.
For what?
Oh, for being so suspicious. You've been wonderful to me, David.
It's very easy to be wonderful to you, Jean.
Well, let's drop some pebbles in the well. Here goes one for me.
What are you wishing?
I'm not telling.
Well, here goes a pebble for me.
Are you telling?
I wish that your wish, whatever it is, may come true.
David, were you asleep?
Oh, no.
Is the moonlight shining through your window?
Yes. And I can see your roses right here on the table. And I can hear music from somewhere. Music and flowers and moonlight.
How would you like to get into your robe and meet me on the balcony outside our windows?
All right, David.
I'll see you there right away, huh? There's something I'm afraid I must tell you.
But, David, I don't know what you mean. We've been having such fun, and now suddenly you want to go home in the morning. Oh, that's no way to act on a honeymoon.
Well, it's a bit complicated, Jean. You see, I wasn't fooling when I started this. It really was an experiment. What I did seemed like a good idea at the time.
It was.
But I was deceiving myself.
How do you mean?
I thought I had no ulterior motives. I knew that you thought I had, and the fact amused me. I tried to play the role of a god. You know, fooling around with people's destinies. I should have known better. For it seems that I'm somewhat less than godlike, my dear.
Not to me.
So I'm afraid we must go back to being as we were.
But that won't be easy.
Well, good night, Jean.
Good night, David.
Jean?
Yes, David?
Jean, we're going to make believe that this last half minute never happened at all.
But it did happen. You kissed me. Oh, now, who would that be?
Let's go in and see, huh?
Jean? Jean, it's me. It's Freddy.
Why, Freddy, what are you doing here?
Well, I want to know what you're doing here.
Easy there, Freddy.
Gene Newton, you're coming home with me.
Freddy, I'm afraid I shall have to ask you to be a little
you
more...
You shut up. You can't grab my girl and...
And what?
Well, that I don't know.
Wait. Oh, you don't trust me.
What's he doing here in your room?
He wasn't in my room. He was on the balcony.
Well, he's in the room now.
Oh, David, I'd better talk to Freddy alone.
I'm sorry if I've caused any trouble between you. That was not my intention. Good night, Gene.
Now, Mr. Freddy Harper, what brings you here at this hour of the night?
I'm taking you home.
And I'm not going. This was all your idea in the first place.
It was not. It was his idea. Do you think I really meant you could go on this trip? Of course not. I was only trying to get him to buy the sweepstakes ticket with you.
Oh, so you were just lying. Freddy Harper, do you mean to say you never intended to have me keep my part of the bargain?
Well, I wouldn't exactly put it that way.
Well, that was just plain dishonest of you. And he's been so generous and so sweet and such a darling about the whole thing.
Oh, a darling, eh? You mean to say he hasn't even kissed you? Well, hasn't he? Has he kissed you?
Yes, just one.
There, you see? I'm going to tell that guy where he gets off. He can't take my girl and...
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going down the hall to his room. Where is his room?
Right here, right next door.
Oh, right next door, eh? Very nice, I must say. I'll fix him.
Freddy, Freddy, you're not going to murder him again, are you?
Open up there. Open that door.
Well, he doesn't answer.
I'm coming in, Grant. Get out of the way, Jean. He's not here.
David. Ooh. David.
Oh. Skipped, huh?
Oh, he must have gone for a walk somewhere.
Yeah. I suppose he took his baggage with him for the exercise.
Give me the desk. Hello? Say, what's happened to Mr. Grant? Mr. David Grant. What? He checked out. Well, did he take the car? Oh, how long ago? Well, get me a taxi, please. Thank you.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going after that man.
That crook?
Crook. Crook. Oh, yes, that's it. He stole my car. He's a thief. He took the car.
Oh, what car? You haven't got a car.
Oh, yes, I have, and I have the owner's license to prove it. Freddy, call the toll bridge on the road to New York. Tell the police that David Grant is driving a stolen car and they have to stop him. It's a green car. Tell him he's a crook and to hold him until I arrive. So long.
Oh, wait, wait. Don't you want me to go with you?
I certainly do not. Why, you call David a crook. David has been honorable and just lovely from the beginning. But you've been the bad one. You've been suspicious of me and evil-minded and... Oh, Freddy, you're all right. I don't mean that. You're all right. It's just that I'm so... So, oh, I'll tell you another time. Call the toll bridge. Goodbye.
For heaven's sake.
Hey,
thanks for getting me out of the clutches of the law.
Oh, that's all right.
I might have ended my days in prison, but for you...
Don't mention it.
You know, I can't figure out how the policeman at this toll bridge knew the car wasn't registered in my name.
Awfully clever, those policemen.
You know, you arrived in the nick of time.
Yes, it was fortunate, wasn't it?
And it was nice of you to talk them out of it.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
I wasn't stealing it, you know. I was just driving it home. It occurred to me you might like to drive home with Freddy. But now I'll take a taxi to the train and you may have the car. Well, I guess I'd better be getting on. Goodbye.
David.
Yes, Jean?
Why did you run away?
I'm afraid you know.
I want you to say it.
Well, the music and the flowers and the moonlight must have been working overtime. They were intended for you, but they went to work on me and...
And say it.
Say what?
Oh, you know.
And so do you. You know it now, and I almost believe you knew it that morning when I saw you in the street and I said to you, good luck. I think you knew it then, even though I didn't.
I knew what then?
You know.
What?
I haven't the right to say it, Jean.
Oh, who says you haven't? I say you have. You're just stalling. Why do men find it so difficult to say...
To say, I love you?
What did you say?
I love you.
I couldn't hear you.
Doggone it, I love you.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
And so down rings the final curtain on Lucky Partner, starring Lana Turner and Walter Pigeon. Next week, Frontline Theater presents another play, and each week thereafter, your favorite stars of stage, screen, and radio will appear in top-flight musicals, mysteries, and romances. If you have a favorite play you would like enacted, simply drop a line to Frontline Theater, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.